In just a little bit, over a week, some of our children are going to be heading to Dallas-Fort Worth for the Latch Leaders Convention. And I have kept them in mind for tonight's devotional. It will be morally dedicated to them. The topic is the book of Hebrews. And what I'm going to focus in this brief devotional is Moses in the book of Hebrews. What does the book of Hebrews tell us about Moses? In the first place, the book of Hebrews in Hebrews chapter 3 tells us that Moses was a faithful servant. Hebrews 3 and verse 5, and Moses indeed was faithful in all his house as a servant for a testimony of those things which will be spoken afterwards. So a servant is someone who renders a devoted service to someone. Then we see that Moses was a faithful servant. Now, there's an occasion when Moses' brother and sister, Aaron and Miriam, spoke against Moses. But then God steps up and he defends Moses. And he says, he told them, I'm just going to read what he said. Hear my words. If there is a prophet among you, I, the Lord, make myself known to him in a vision. I speak to him in a dream. Not so with my servant Moses. He is faithful in all of my house. I speak to him face to face, even plainly, and not in a dark saying. So we see that he speaks and he defends Moses and he calls him his servant. What a privilege. Now we can also be servants, but sometimes we may take for granted the opportunities we have to serve. Now children can serve their parents. You can serve your older siblings. You can serve your teachers. You can serve grandparents. You can serve neighbors. Anyone you can serve because God regards highly those who are servants, especially those who serve him. Now, in the second place, Moses is also seen not only as a faithful servant, but also he's seen in the book of Hebrews as a leader of God's people. In Hebrews 3:16, which I'm not going to read, but in that verse, we see that Moses led the people of Israel out of the land of Egypt. And there's someone who once said something that I've never forgotten. This person said, Moses is perhaps the most important human being or human leader to ever walk this earth. And that phrase stuck in my mind because I believe it is true. His deeds, not only did he write five of the first books of the Bible, he wrote that Pentateuch, but his deeds are also registered in those books. And also, the law is called the law of Moses because God used him as a way to give us that law or give Israel that law. So that is important for us to consider. He's very important. We don't have nowadays the law of, let's say, just to say a name, maybe Donald Trump. We don't have the law of Joe Biden. We don't have the law of Vladimir Putin. We have the law of Moses, because he was a faithful leader, a faithful servant chosen by God to guide his people. Now, as children in the home, we can also be leaders because, you know, we see we have dads, mom and dads being leaders in the home. Now, siblings, older siblings, can be leaders of their younger siblings. They can be leaders of their younger cousins. They can be leaders of other friends or maybe neighbors that look up to them. So we can all be leaders. Now, in the third place, not only is Moses seen as a faithful servant and as a leader of God's people, he's also seen as a teacher of the law. Now, in Hebrews 9 and verse 19, Hebrews 9:19, I'm going to read this verse. For when Moses had spoken every precept to all the people according to the law, now he says that he takes the blood of calves and goats and then he's going to sprinkle the people, the book and the people. So we see that Moses was also a teacher of God's word. Now, what does it take to be a teacher of God's word? It takes someone first who loves and respects God, and also respects His word, and he also loves and respects human beings. And he's going to teach out of love and respect for God's word. So it takes someone special to be a teacher of God's law. And that's what Moses was, according to the book of Hebrews. And lastly, one more point that I want to make. Moses is also seen in the book of Hebrews as a man of obedient faith. In Hebrews chapter 11, a chapter we might be more familiar with in this book, we see, for instance, in verse 24 and 25, notice the faith, obedient faith of this man Moses. By faith, Moses, when he became of age, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the passing pleasures of sin, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater, riches than the treasures of Egypt, for he looked to the reward. So we see this Moses being faithful and obedient to God, and he chose, having this obedient faith, he chose to walk the narrow way, a narrow way which was difficult when he chose to please God instead of choosing the wide way of choosing and serving himself. So we also can become faithful and obedient children of God in our lives. And especially you children, one day you will have that opportunity. Now, so we have seen, Lord willing, so we've seen in Hebrews, how do we see Moses in the book of Hebrews? We've seen that he's seen as a faithful servant. He's also seen as a leader of God's people. He's also seen as a teacher of the law, and he's also seen as a man of obedient faith. Now, if you are not a Christian, and maybe there's someone here who is not a Christian, but you children, you're not Christians yet, maybe most of you, some of you older ones are, but if you're not a Christian, please keep in mind that one day, when you think about becoming a Christian, you need first to believe in Christ, according to John 8:34. You also need to repent of your sins, according to Acts 2:38. You also will need to confess Christ as the Son of God, according to Matthew 10:32. And then be baptized for the remission of your sins, according to Acts 22 and verse 16. But for now, after one person obeys the gospel, and whenever you get the opportunity to obey the gospel in the future, if someone wants to obey the gospel, now we can begin to develop these qualities found in Moses, according to the book of Hebrews, which are also found in Jesus Christ. If in any way we can help you tonight, please let us know while we together stand and sing the song of invitation.